are you people? It is a Rokan show with Anna DeBlantis. Off for a late start.
Very late start.
We'd like to apologize for the delay.
You're better late than never, though.
That
lots
is
to
true.
Talk about as well.
All
oh,
right.
My gosh.
Yes. The president just spoke a few minutes ago. And about the, if you've not been following this, been listening to the game, let me just get you up to date on the breaking story of this afternoon. The law offices, actually a number of offices of Michael Cohen, the lawyer for the President of the United States, the personal private attorney for the President of the United States, has been raided by agents of the FBI. This was a referral by the special counsel, Robert Mueller, to a New York State district attorney, to a U.S. district attorney in New York State, right? So the Southeast, I think it's what they call it, Southern District of New York, SDC.
Raided his Michael Cohen's hotel, which is where he's staying while renovations are underway in his apartment, his home and his office. By the way, his office, one of them in the Trump Tower.
Is he staying in a Trump hotel, by the way, while he's...
No, he's not.
Oh, well, that's got to be. There's something there. I think we have to look into that. The president had had some pretty shocking reaction to this, and we'll play that for you on the other side here after Judy's news, which is coming your way at the top of the hour. And he referred to this as a break-in. The president referred to the FBI. He said the FBI broke into my lawyer's office to make it feel as though there was a break-in, like the way that the DNC was broken into in 1972 by the Nixon administration, which is really not exactly the case. They had a warrant. They had a number of judges signed off on this, judges and the referrals by obviously there were a number of investigative backstops in this, by the way that it is being described to us at this point. So what were they looking for? And what did they find? All of that still yet to come. But the big question that we're left with right now is, will Robert Mueller be fired as a result of this by the president? The president's comments certainly lead you to that conclusion. We will play that for you coming up in Judy's News right around the corner. With Anna DeBlantis, 6 o'clock hour, and
Ooh.
Mr. Mike Monaco is joining us.
Thank God.
We need him today.
Boy,
this is an emergency call. You know, I have doctors and lawyers always on.
Yeah. Got to.
Yeah, mostly doctors.
Got to. Yeah. But in this case, we need you, Mike.
The law offices of Michael Cohen.
How about
who has a constant and I believe genetically placed snarl on his face.
More than just his office.
Yeah, his office, his temporary home.
In a hotel.
In a hotel where he's, because his place is being redone.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Wall Street Journal, his home.
His home as well, three different places.
According to the Wall Street Journal, all three places.
And one of them, as of an hour and a half ago, MSNBC was reporting, is the feds are still there.
Yeah, well, they might still be there. Because it's interesting, this came from... We learn a lot about this because we haven't seen the affidavit yet that gave rise to the search warrant.
And will we?
Eventually we will.
Yeah. Sooner than later in a situation like this?
No. Okay. Not sooner than later because the defense doesn't have it. Just the government has it.
Okay.
So...
And who do they give it to, by the way? Because isn't Michael Cohen as an attorney? Who do they?
He has an attorney now, too.
Oh, yeah.
The personal attorney for the president.
Well, he has to have an attorney because what this shows is that apparently, Mueller thinks this crime is not within the bounds of what he can investigate.
But I thought he could go just about anywhere.
He can, but whatever was in here that he's accusing
Michael Cohen
occurred outside of what he's been asked to investigate.
And in order to get those search warrants, would he have Mueller or the
FBI,
U.S. attorney?
The FBI would have created an affidavit. The affidavit, now here's... Because it's a lawyer whose offices they're seeking to have a search warrant, it has to be approved by the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
So the U.S. attorney or an assistant attorney general have to approve it. Then the Department of Justice's criminal division in Washington has to approve it.
The head of that.
They have to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to have certain safeguards in effect to prevent the obtaining of privilege information. So in other words, what the government is doing here, they're going to claim that the crime fraud exception to the Fourth Amendment applies. Crime fraud means that they have evidence that a crime was committed and that an information being exchanged between the client and the lawyer in this case is not privileged because it was for the
advancement of a crime.
The advancement or the covering up of a crime.
Okay. It seems like it should be a very high bar, right? In order to reach that, piercing that attorney-client privilege, you would have to present quite a bit to that judge.
Yeah, and remember,
they have to prove that Michael Cohen was not acting as his attorney at the moment.
No.
It's like Trump's attorney was acting as a partner in whatever the enterprise was that they're investigating.
That's another way of putting it. And it has to be more than just mere suspicion. Mm-hmm. In other words, they don't have to say with certainty that a crime occurred and that you're going to find evidence here, but they have to have a belief, in other words, fair probability that a crime occurred and that evidence of that crime will be found in all three of these places.
All right. Well, that brings me to this moment.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play the first minute or so of what the president just said within the last hour. He was meeting with his generals about Syria.
Oh, good.
And instead, when the press came in, obviously this had just happened. Everybody wanted to ask about the Michael Cohen raid of his office, home, two offices, a home, and his hotel room.
Right.
So it's
hard to say this is a witch hunt.
Yeah. Well,
it's hard to say that.
Not according to the president.
Okay.
So I just heard that they broke into the office of one of my personal attorneys. Good man, and it's a disgraceful situation. It's a total witch hunt. I've been saying it for a long time. I've wanted to keep it down. We've given, I believe, over 1 million pages worth of documents to the special counsel. They continue to just go forward, and here we are talking about Syria. We're talking about a lot of serious things with the greatest fighting force ever, and I have this witch hunt constantly going on for over 12 months now, and actually much more than that. You could say it was right after I won the nomination it started. And it's a disgrace. It's frankly a real disgrace. It's an attack on our country in a true sense. It's an attack on what we all stand for. So when I saw this and when I heard it like you did, I said, that is really now in a whole new level of unfairness.
Uh-oh.
So this has been going on. I saw one of the reporters who is not necessarily a fan of mine, not necessarily very good to me. He said, in effect, that this is ridiculous. This is now getting ridiculous. They found no collusion whatsoever with Russia. The reason they found it is there was no collusion at all. No collusion. This is the most... the biased group of people. These people have the biggest conflicts of interest I've ever seen. Democrats, just about all, either Democrats or a couple of Republicans that worked for President Obama. They're not looking at the other side. They're not looking at the Hillary Clinton horrible things that she did and all of the crimes that were committed. They're not looking at all of the things that happened that everybody is very angry about, I can tell you, from the Republican side, and I think even the independent side. They only keep looking at us. So they find no collusion, and then they go from there and they say, well, let's keep going. And they raid an office of a personal attorney early in the morning. And I think it's a disgrace. So we'll be talking about it more. But this is the most conflicted group of people I've ever seen.
All right. So he's out there saying, again, it's a witch hunt that this group is conflicted, even though the three top people in it are Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that, in a moment, we're going to get to the firing of Robert Mueller, because he was asked that directly,
and he has
a very interesting response to it, but we're going to get that to stand by. We'll play that for you in just a few minutes, but I want to get to the sum of what he is saying here. He says, A, they broke in.
Oh, they do break in. Absolutely,
okay.
They break in.
But is with
did
guns?
They knock first, or
no?
Like,
this
is a no-knock warrant.
No, then they don't have to knock. I mean, but they Do they have to give notice? No, you don't have to give notice. Mm-hmm. The warrant, it gives you permission to get into the offices as soon as you can, mm-hmm. avoid them being able to destroy documents, avoid them being able to come up with, to destroy whatever they have. And you have to go in and get it. And that's what they're allowed to do.
And they hit all the locations simultaneously so that no one would get any notice.
Right.
Right. Now, there's a question because somebody in the White House said the president had prior notice of this. But that's unlikely. It's highly unlikely. Yeah. And now, I think what they're saying there is that he was told maybe before it was leaked to the press, after Michael Cohen was aware of it. Here really is the issue that a lot of people, one of the issues that you're seeing being bandied about here is this question of having a no-knock warrant where these guys came in, they said guns drawn, but obviously I don't know if they're drawn, but they certainly are armed.
Prominent.
They're taught to be armed, right? They're taught to protect themselves.
Right.
First thing you have to do is protect yourself.
They said that this is unprecedented in white-collar cases.
It is unusual in white-collar cases. That's true.
But it does happen.
Oh, yeah, of course it happens.
You've had clients who've had that happen?
Absolutely.
All right.
I get a phone call.
You're familiar with it?
Mr. Monaco, what's the matter? There are people at my door. Oh, they're not going to be there soon. They're going to come right in. They come right in.
Michael Cohen's side is saying that this to them is surprising because they felt like they were cooperating.
Well, that's one of the requirements to get a warrant of a law office. You have to seek the information through other methods, for example, through subpoena. And what this warrant is going to say is that they subpoenaed certain records and they didn't get them. And they believe their evidence can be found in these three places and they'd like permission to go in and get them. And that's what they got.
How do they look then at the president's personal lawyer of over 10 years of all the communications, financial records, tax documents, all kinds of cell phone records, anything there is there, and separate out what could be pertinent to this case and what Bob Mueller might want to use over here? I mean, right. how does that happen?
That's a difficult thing. They have to have a separate group of people that are not involved in the investigations being conducted by the special counsel or being part of the investigation that's being conducted by the lawyers in New York with the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York. They have to be a separate group. They have to look at the documents. First, they have to try to make sure that they do not break the privilege of Cohen with other clients mm-hmm. or legitimate privileges that there exist with the president. And then they have to review all that evidence and they have to set up a review process so that the defense lawyers can come in or a judge will come in and review everything to see that it is not privileged. The items they're seeking to turn over to the special.
So the District of Southern New York attorneys are going to look at this first. The U.S. attorneys for the Southern District of New York are going to be part of this team. And they used...
With the FBI.
And they used an FBI clean team, they call them, that comes in that's trained to... They're trained to know what the warrant is for and look for documents, especially in a legal office, look for documents that only pertain to the four corners of that particular warrant.
And are not... privileged. In other words, legitimately privileged documents.
Okay. So they have all of this, and now the Southern District of New York attorneys are looking at this.
Right.
And then they hand over what they find to Mueller at some point in the future.
Yes.
All right. The president then, if you heard what he said right after he found out that his own attorney's offices and homes had been raided, he was asked about the firing of Robert Mueller. We'll play that for you on the other side. But first, Judy, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Get to know Joe starting April 23rd. Joe Donlan joins Micah Mater on WGN-TV News at 5, 6, 9, and 10. That's starting April 23rd.
All right, we have right now, I want to play this for you. If you're just joining us, the big story of the day is that Michael Cohen, he's the attorney for Donald Trump. He's the attorney handling you know him from the Stormy Daniels case. He's the one that paid her $130,000 out of his own pocket because she just was annoying him or whatever the case is.
Said he wanted to and that the president didn't know about it.
His law offices and his home and a hotel he's living in currently while his home's being remodeled were all raided by the FBI today. And and Robert Mueller referred this case to the Southern District of New York U.S. Attorney's Office for investigation. Now, we don't know what it is that they're investigating. We haven't seen the warrant. We haven't seen any of the complaints. We haven't seen anything here that would even indicate whether this is related to Stormy Daniels or Russians or whatever it is. But it is, at least we know it's far enough away from Robert Mueller's purview so that it probably doesn't have to do with the election or the Russians. And that's why he had to refer it out to the Southern District of New York. But somehow that this did happen today. So the question then becomes for the president, as he was speaking to reporters while meeting with his generals around dinner time. He's going to have dinner with his generals. This is about an hour ago. He was asked the question about Robert Mueller's future.
Why don't you just fire Mueller?
Why don't I just fire Mueller? Well, I think it's a disgrace what's going on. We'll see what happens. But I think it's really a sad situation when you look at what happened. And many people have said you should fire him. Again, they found nothing. And in finding nothing, that's a big statement. If you know the person who's in charge of the investigation, you know all about that, Deputy Rosenstein, Rod Rosenstein. He wrote the letter, very critical, of Comey. One of the things they said, I fired Comey. Well, I turned out to do the right thing, because you look at all of the things that he's done and the lies. And you look at what's gone on at the FBI with the insurance policy and all of the things that happened. Turned out I did the right thing. But he signed, as you know, he also signed the FISA warrant. So Rod Rosenstein, who's in charge of this, signed a FISA warrant. And he also signed a letter that was essentially saying to fire James Comey. And he was right about that. He was absolutely right. So we'll see what happens. I think it's disgraceful, and so does a lot of other people. This is a pure and simple witch hunt.
Okay. Plenty to unpack there. But the question is, for Mike Monaco, our legal analyst, do you think that Rod Rosenstein's going to get fired in the next 24 hours? Because I know I do. And do you think Robert Mueller's going to get fired this week?
Well, it sounds like he's planning for some action, and he sounds very upset.
He cannot fire Mueller without firing Rod Rosenstein.
He cannot fire Mueller without firing Rod Rosenstein. I suppose that's true. I mean, if he asks Rod Rosenstein to fire Mueller, and Rod Rosenstein refuses because there's not good reason to do that, because he said he can only fire Mueller on good cause. So then it'll be like the Saturday Night Massacre under President Nixon. Rosenstein will have to resign, and then he'll call upon Rosenstein's next person in charge to fire Mueller.
Wouldn't it be smarter for him not to actually ask him to fire Mueller, but just to fire Rosenstein? Because he could fire anybody at any time for any cause in the Justice Department.
Well, I think it'll still be tough. I think it makes more – I think he'll find that he'll – I think people will advise him that it's better to fire Rosenstein first. To ask Rosenstein to fire Mueller, since Rosenstein hired Mueller and put him in charge. So I think under the rules of the Department of Justice, that's what they will try to do.
Rules? That is so cute. No. Under the rules of the Department of Justice.
Right.
All right, stay right here, Michael.
What a moment in history, though.
More coming your way on this as details are continuing to come into the WGN newsroom, and Judy's got the news of those details in 2 minutes.
The Attorney General made a terrible mistake when he did this and when he recused himself, or he should have certainly let us know if he was going to recuse himself, and we would have put a different Attorney General in. So he made what I consider to be a very terrible mistake for the country. All I can say is, after looking for a long period of time, and even before the special counsel, because it really started just about from the time I won the nomination, and you look at what took place and what happened, and it's a disgrace.
All right, buckle in, my friends, because what has just happened today is going to reverberate throughout the week. Mike Monaco, our legal analyst, is with us. Michael Cohen, the attorney for Donald Trump's two homes and law offices, have been raided today by the FBI. It is the whatever they have found is now being analyzed by the Southern District of New York. the Attorney General's office there, U.S. Attorney General's office in the Southern District of New York, with whatever the results of that being forwarded on, if appropriate, to Robert Mueller. There was a question about whether Robert Mueller is going to survive. They asked the president today if he's going to survive. Of course, the president said, we'll see. The president, in that short brief availability that he had after all of this happened today, did just say what you heard about Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General. He also criticized Rod Rosenstein. Pretty thoroughly. Mm-hmm. So the question I have for Mr. Monaco, I have two questions. One, is this going to be the week of long knives? Is this going to be a moment? And what order does he have to go in if he wants to clean house here?
Well, he, as you remember, Nixon had to fire the Attorney General, who refused to fire the special counsel.
So he asked the Attorney General to fire the special counsel. He said no, so he fires the Attorney General. Right. Then he gets another Attorney General to go. He gets the Deputy Attorney General to go along to fire the counsel, right?
No, he also refused, and then he hired. Then he brought in Bork, at the time, who was Solicitor General, and I think Elliot Richardson recommended that he go along with the president.
Which is why when Kenneth Bork was nominated for the Supreme Court in the 1980s, he was turned down by the Senate.
That was part of it, yes.
Yes. And he became a verb. You got borked.
You got borked.
Yeah.
It's pretty good to say, really.
As a result of that. Right. Okay. So just a little bit of history there for the kids. Now, they're paying any attention to it. Where does this go?
I believe he's going to try to. First of all, he's going to tell Rosenstein to fire Mueller. Rosenstein's going to say no, and he's going to fire Rosenstein. Rosenstein has said he only is going to fire Mueller with good cause.
Can he ask the Attorney General to unrecuse himself?
He could, but I mean, that it's unlikely he will, especially given the fact that it's more has come out ever since he's recused himself. More has come out about how he himself was involved with the Russians, with the discussions about involving the Russians in the campaign.
If he asks the Attorney General to unrecuse himself and he doesn't unrecuse himself, can he fire him?
He could pretty much fire the
Attorney General for
whatever reason.
At any moment, right? So he fires him. Now, here's the problem. The Senate, if he does all of this on his way to firing Mueller, then he's got to find a guy, whether it's a Solicitor General or someone else down the line at DOJ. And you can always find somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, the new guy who is the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia is like a personal guy for him.
Yeah.
And that's a guy that you could certainly see him going along, maybe going along and doing it.
I doubt that he would do it. I doubt that would the fellow have the
be in the line authority. Of succession to do that.
Yeah, in line of succession, have the authority to do it.
Now, he would have to basically decapitate the Justice Department.
Exactly.
And then not only decapitate it, but then dig down into the body of it to find somebody who would be willing to do this. And then to get those people reappointed, they have to go through the Senate through Senate hearings,
right.
to be approved.
Yes, yeah, so,
right.
But you know what the president's saying, that there was no evidence. Now remember, a warrant was issued. So a warrant was, first of all, approved by the Department of Justice in Washington, mm-hmm. more than just the ordinary warrant, like from the local U.S. Attorney's office, has to be approved by the Department of Justice. It had to then be approved by a federal judge in New York. Federal judge has to find by a probability, in other words, not more than just a mere suspicion, that there was evidence of a crime and that the government will find evidence of that crime in these places, in these exact places. And the evidence has to be, and the information has to be current. It can't be old or stale information. So mm-hmm. this is information there, even though they say the information in the affidavit, at least I've told this based on some of the reading, that goes back years. So it's more.
But could that be then?
It's more than just
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels, and it's more than just the Russians. At least the Russian interference in the 2016
so
election.
So you're saying if it were just about the Stormy Daniels payment, the hush money, and campaign contributions link, that whole thing, you think it has to be more?
It's got to be more than that. It's got to be more than that, and you know now the money to Stormy Daniels, we know that can be investigated. They can investigate that because it allegedly violates the campaign laws, the finance mm-hmm. laws. Mm-hmm. But I think it must go beyond that because they say it's only partially from information from Mueller. So I think it it's also part of what's all been going on in the Southern District of New York, that they've been investigating Cohen for a number of things related to his representation of the president.
Washington Post is saying bank fraud is on the list of things that they are looking at Michael Cohen for.
I'm sure that's part
well,
of it.
Well, if it's bank fraud.
Yeah.
And I suppose you could look at the payment of Stormy Daniels. You could, you know, there might
suppose
be some hair
be
on that. But but that took place in Delaware. It didn't take place in New York.
But if any part of that it occurs in New York, it's the New York has venue.
Okay. But the other, I think what's interesting is what you're pointing to is that they could be looking at stuff, at business dealings with Donald Trump, real estate transactions. But where did we hear this is all a money laundering case? Remember there was a wise sage who wears an army coat and doesn't look particularly good in it because he's got four shirts underneath it, who said this in that book, which it's Steve Bannon, who said, yeah, listen, this is all about a money laundering case, which, you know, he's talking about his old buddy there, all of his friends there.
Yeah, it goes beyond that. I'm sure it goes beyond that, because from what we heard from, based upon just this investigation, that it goes back years, it goes back beyond the Stormy Daniels, I'm sure. So this is all, Mueller knows a lot more than we know about what these people have been up to. And for the president to say it's just a fake investigation, it really just...
Well, it is, because it's already yielded prosecutions. They actually had a guy just sentenced.
Yeah, 30 days.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot, but there's other stuff. I think, you know, Paul Manafort hasn't taken a solid passing in a number of months, would be my guess.
I think they're looking into the third indictment now for him.
Oh, yeah, so that's all right.
You know, Michael, you know who's happy right now? Mark Zuckerberg, because no one's going to pay attention to his testimony. He's like, yay!
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Good seeing you.
Appreciate
see
it.
See you, Anna.
Mr. Martier, can you tell us what's coming up at the top of the hour in the WGN newsroom? Con Show with Anna DeVlantis,
yes,
right here, 720 WGN, and a bridge show. Hey, we want to get this in, though. This is really important. Greg Dellinger is with us, the G-Man, as
hey
he's
now
otherwise
G-Man
known.
Hello.
He can't help himself.
I can't.
You know, former radio guy, you know him, you love him from Radio Disney, but beyond that, now he has a real job with one of the great unsung employers in the Chicago area, especially for those of us who are interested in our brothers in arms, that those who take on uniforms to go protect the United States of America, mm-hmm, and the fine military servicemen and women. Mm-hmm. And AAR is a company that is right here in the Chicago area.
In Wooddale, that's right.
That is a major contractor. I think that's the way to put it. And
absolutely.
And they do a lot of personnel drives. And you're looking right now, you're hiring at AAR.
We are hiring at AAR. It's sort of nonstop. And as part of our hiring, Ro, we have a very progressive and aggressive veteran recruiting strategy. And
yes,
we have something coming up on Wednesday. It's called the Hiring Our Heroes Job Fair. It's at the United Center. It'll be Wednesday, April 11th, 2018, doors open at around 9:30 or so, and this is specific, Anon Row, for veterans,
yeah,
for individuals that are currently on active duty that are looking to transition into civilian life. In addition, we're going to be looking for military spouses, individuals that are in the reserve or the guard, or even their dependents. So we have over 100 different employers, everybody from AAR, Aviation Company, to Rush Medical Center is going to be there, Chicago Public Schools, one of our fine customers, Southwest Airlines, over 100 different employers at the UC, all trying to hire these men and women who have served our great country.
And AAR, I mean, you do aircraft maintenance.
We do. Right? A couple of things around airplanes and helicopters. So We have a supply chain. We deal in the aftermarket around big fleets of both commercial and defense aircraft. And then we have a vibrant, growing maintenance, repair, and overhaul
business.
And
you train these folks who come in, or do they already have to be certified?
Yes, we do train them. We have tie-ups with all of the airframe and power plant schools that are close to our MRO, our maintenance, repair, and overhaul facilities. And we have five here in the United States. And, of course, at the top of our great state, we have a brand new 240,000 square foot heavy maintenance facility at the Chicago Rockford International Airport. And so, yes, they can obtain training. And then outside
and
of that,
these are good paying jobs.
These are good paying jobs with a good company. We always work as one. And one thing that we're standing up right now outside of our headquarters is we're on a new State Department contract. So we're going to be hiring over 1,000 aircraft mechanics, pilots, maintainers to serve in different State Department locations across the world. So super exciting times
that
for AAR.
Exciting.
Wow. All right. So let's talk about a little bit about what... What do you do? How do people get involved in this?
Okay, so what they can do is go to the, if you're a service member and or a veteran, you can go right to the hiringourheroes.com/events. You can pull up the Chicago.
Hiring Our Heroes.
Hiring
That's
Our Heroes. That's right. And there's an event page. And then you can just register there. If you can't make it, if you're a service person and you can't make it, or you know somebody who's in the audience, you can upload your resume. And all of the recruiters, I've got a couple of my switched on folks. They're going to be coming out to help. But once again, it's going to be over 100 employers. So come on out. When doors open.
And where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the United Center.
At the United Center.
At the UC. And one cool thing is before we kind of get going with the job fair at 11, we're also going to be doing a LinkedIn lab and help people brush up on their resume when doors open at 9:30.
Very needed.
Really switched on.
Okay. All right. So that's starting at 11 o'clock in the morning at the United Center on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
All right.
Awesome, Greg.
And once again, if you want, just go on the Hiring Our Heroes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Just go to that. That's a website. And just Google that, and that's where the whole thing starts. All right, G-Man.
Excellent. Best bet, hire a vet. Thanks, guys.
Oh, I love that.
That's
Thank
how
you,
he
Greg.
Knows. Hey-o. Martir's got news.